What is up, everybody? This is your boy, Philip Enriquez, with the Say What You Like Sports Podcast. And today, we are bringing to you the second episode of Gridiron Fights, the long-awaited Troy Polamalu versus Ed Reed. And joining me back today, after a long hiatus, my man, but you're back in the studio that is my living room.
Yes.
And we are going to do this up. Eric, the mysterious one himself, say what's up, man.
What's up, guys? Yeah, it's great to be back. Great to be back recording. And when Phil pitched this idea, and we get to do a great Gridiron Fights, two of the best safeties of, I think, our lifetime watching football. So I'm pumped, and we're pumped to get you a good show.
Yeah, so let's kick this thing off, man. It's going to be two of the best safeties in my lifetime, the two best safeties that I've had the pleasure of watching in my lifetime, Ed Reed versus Troy Polamalu. But today, man, I am going to be making the case for Ed Reed. You're going to be making the case for Troy Polamalu. Let me just go ahead and introduce Ed Reed. This guy was a first-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens. He was picked 24th overall back in 2002. He's out of the U, where they won the 2001 national championship. So, you know, he was an accomplished college player as well as an accomplished NFL pro football player. As you guys probably all know out there, he went on to play 12 NFL seasons, 11 for the Baltimore Ravens, won a Super Bowl in 2012 against those Niners, and he's a very, very accomplished safety. But that's the intro on Ed Reed, and that's who I'm staking my claim for today on being the best safety of his era, man.
And I get Troy Polamalu, and I think what we both want to make clear is, and like you said, is these are, I mean, we're splitting hairs. These are two of the best safeties that have ever played this game. And what's interesting is while they're both safeties, they were used differently. And so And so I get to bring up Troy Polamalu, who was a personal favorite. He was a first-round pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers, drafted out of the University of Southern California. He was kind of like the beginning of that Pete Carroll dynasty. He made the play in the Orange Bowl, and he went on to have, I believe, like an 11, 12-year career with the Pittsburgh, all with Pittsburgh. You know, he was their heir apparent, and he was part of that defense that, you know, Pittsburgh's known for, was known for, was defense. So, you know, it's exciting to get to use him and to talk about him, and let's get going.
Yeah, so let me just start with some of the differences between Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, because we're both here admitting, like I think most people listening would, these are far and away the two best safeties. I think a case could be made for Brian Dawkins in this conversation, because when you looked at some of the forced fumbles, his numbers are way up there. I was unaware of how many fumbles Dawkins forced. But on top of that, I'm not just a stats guy. Dawkins is an NFC East competitor for my Cowboys, and he was the heart and soul of that Eagles team. So in my opinion, that goes a long way. But when I have my choice, man, there's no way I'm shying away from picking Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
But if I have to make a choice between the two, I'm going Ed Reed, man. When you look at it, Ed Reed is a 9-time Pro Bowler, an 8-time All-Pro. He's the 04 Defensive Player of the Year, Super Bowl champion back in 2012. And just when you look at some of the highlights, it's like once the ball, I think the biggest difference is once the ball was in Ed Reed's hands, he was like an offensive player. It was like watching a poor man's Deion Sanders, you know, juking the offense, which is now playing defense. And he put points on the board as a defender. So that's what I remember most about Ed Reed. And I think it's just a personal preference. The biggest difference that we're going to have is all based on the preference. I prefer the ball-hawking free safety, that guy that made magic in the defensive backfield. I think he made his cornerbacks better, you know, knowing that Ed Reed's backing you up back there. And I really think that in the long run, as great as Troy Polamalu is in the box, as disastrous as he could be on an offense and a quarterback, an opposing quarterback, the fact remains that he's an in-the-box safety primarily. And again, not to say he can't make picks. He does. He has plenty. He makes big plays. But he was primarily an in-the-box safety. And I think that a ball-hawking safety in the defensive backfield is a bit more rarer than an in-the-box downhill safety. And that's why, if I have to pick, I'm going Ed Reed, man.
Well, I mean, and you're right. I mean, Ed Reed is one of the greatest safeties I ever seen in my life. And I will always remember the play where he was when he was with Baltimore and they were playing the Colts in the playoffs. And That's when Peyton Manning was at his apex. And Peyton Manning tried to get him to bite to the left, moved his whole body to the left. And Ed Reed bit. And, you know, Peyton Manning thinks, okay, I got a receiver open on the right. And Ed Reed just tracks it, comes all the way down. I had no idea how he made that play. But when we talk about Troy Polamalu, we're talking about a 8-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, 2010 Defensive Player of the Year, 2-time Super Bowl champion. We're talking about a guy who statistically holds 581 sacks, excuse me, tackles, 12 sacks, 32 interceptions, and 10 total defensive touchdowns. So, I mean, he could do both. And what I liked about him is that he was the ability to do both. Ed Reed, you could not bring down in the box. Ed Reed, yeah, he could tackle if he had a wide receiver lined up. But if you put a tight end, if you force him to cover man, it wasn't going to be. Because then you take his abilities out of the picture. So if you force him to have to play man, guess what? There's no roving safety. Whereas Troy Polamalu, I mean, he affected the run. He was like a fourth linebacker who had great hands, great instincts. I mean, he could sit there, he could diagnose the run, and he would be in the backfield in the blink of an eye. They nicknamed him the Nightcrawler for a reason. Because once you see him, then it's snapped, and then he's there tackling. And then you can line him up against tight ends. He could play a little zone against tight ends and make plays. He had the instincts to jump routes, to take picks. That's why he has 3 defensive touchdowns, even though he wasn't in the box safety, you know. In his playoff games, 21 tackles, 1 sack, 3 interceptions. You know, they're not a lot, but those are playoff games against Elite. He had to go up against Brady. So did Ed Reed.
Yeah.
So, you know, their stats aren't going to be this great. But when I pick a safety, I want a safety who could do a little bit of both. And, yeah, he was an in-the-box safety, I agree. But he was just a different breed of athlete at that position.
Yeah, if you're asking me who's the better athlete, I will even go Troy Polamalu. I think Troy Polamalu had the size and the speed that I've never seen on a safety before. I mean, he's as big as a linebacker, but as fast as some of the wide receivers in the league. I mean, what did he run in the combine? He was like a 4.44.
Yeah.
I think he was like a 4.4 safety, right?
Yeah, 4.4, 4.5, but he was fast.
And I think Reed was like 4.5. If I'm remembering right, again, that was years ago, but I'm pretty sure Polamalu was faster.
Yeah.
And he hit a whole hell of a lot harder, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You see the athletic plays that he makes. Remember the one where he's jumping over the line to get to Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Like that. Like, you know, so when it comes to athleticism, without a doubt, man, Polamalu is your pick. But what about the safety position? When you look at it, it's more of a cerebral position, in my opinion, because you're the last line of defense as a safety. So when you're back there, like you said, you have to make the tackles on the shifty wide receivers. That's just as valuable as tackling a huge running back in the backfield, because you're the last line of defense. Because you miss a tackle, that costs your defense 7. And Ed Reed was a sure tackler, a hard hitter. Yeah, he wasn't as strong in the box taking on running backs or linemen and things like that. Of course, he was out of his league there. But as a safety, I mean, this guy was the superior player in my position. When you compare the two, Ed Reed has more Pro Bowl berths. He has more All-Pro selections. And in my opinion, the All-Pros are what count.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, because the Pro Bowl, you can get in as an alternate.
It's not what it used to be.
It's a popularity contest to some extent, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can agree on that. Of course, Polamalu does have the lead in Super Bowls. And in the end, I mean, we're all playing to win the chip, right? That's what they're doing. And they're both Defensive Player of the Years. But in Ed Reed's, let's talk about that a little bit. In 04, Ed Reed had a pick from the end zone, ran it back for 108 yards. I mean, so he's not only racking up the statistics with the INT, with the straight pick 6, he's putting 6 on the board for his offense, for his team. So that's where I think Ed Reed is invaluable. You don't see Troy Polamalu taking 108 yards to the house. And Ed Reed did that twice
in his
Defensive Player of the Year 2004. He took 2 balls to the house from the opposite end zone.
I mean, yeah, you can't argue with that. His ability to turn defense into offense is amazing. That's what you want. But I think I feel like a safety like Troy Polamalu, who's at the apex of that in the box safety, is when you get to the red zone. Because when you shrink the field, all of a sudden, you don't have to worry about Ed Reed as much because you're not throwing that far. You're not throwing that deep, you know? Whereas you have the ability to run or pass. You can play action. And I think in the red zone, there was no safety better, in my opinion, to diagnose a play, to stop a run or a pass. And that's the thing is that you're right. You want a safety to be the last line of defense. But when you're backed up and, you know, they're marching down the field and they're at the 5, the 10-yard line, the 1-yard line, you need to stop this team from scoring. You had Troy Polamalu said, I'm going to guess the snap count. I'm going to guess right. I'm going to stop that running back and I'm going to end their offensive drive. Well, I agree that turning offense into defense is important. Being able to stop both the run and the pass is, to me, a great safety. And he's saving your team from the run and the pass.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that. Obviously, I think the player that you fear more in the red zone is Polamalu, just because he could take on offensive linemen, man. I mean, I would see him. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He had no regard for his body. This dude, hey, if I got to run through that, you know, 350-pound man, I'm going to have to run through him.
Yeah.
Or jump over him or do whatever. But it's just the pure playmaking ability, man, that is Ed Reed. Just looking at some of the comparisons, Troy Polamalu has Ed Reed beat on tackles, 770 to 643. So actually, what, that's over 100 tackles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he, like you said, he's in the box safety. He has 12 sacks to 6. So Polamalu doubles Ed Reed in sacks. But here's where a safety makes his money, dude. And you can't argue this part. A safety makes his money with those INTs. Probably the most exciting play that you root for as a fan is when you get an INT. Come on, man. You're like, pick, right? Yeah, come on. You jump up and you're like, pick. That was sick. And Ed Reed gave us 64 of those. Now, Troy Polamalu, man, he gave us 32.
Which is still good.
Which is great, man. But he got
doubled up there, yeah.
But you got doubled up there, man. So Ed Reed gave us 64 of those moments where you're like, pick, change the entire momentum for his team. Come on. And I'll say this for Polamalu, too, especially in the early years of Ben Roethlisberger, these defenses carried those offenses.
Yeah.
They're, without a doubt, man. That's what makes these guys so great, because these are the That might be a better argument for you, man, because Ray Lewis probably is.
But Ray captain. Lewis, I think that time, I think Ray Lewis was kind of physically not.
Later on. And, yeah.
Whereas Ed Reed was. And I think, when you look at the Steelers, I mean, you're talking about, I think the heart of that defense is Troy Polamalu.
Right.
He was the energy. No he was doubt. The guy that did it. And I think where you're right, it is, you know, it's interceptions. But I think a lot of the things that Polamalu did is you're not going to always see it in stats. You're not going to see it. And he doubled up. I mean, he has 100 more tackles and doubled up in sacks, which means you stopped the court. You stopped the offense. You ended the play. You're right. You did it with the interception. But you also look at what Troy Polamalu meant to that defense.
Yeah.
He was Ed Reed and he was, you know, Ray Lewis as that leader, you know. And I don't want to get off on tangents of non-football things, but that's important to have that emotional captain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to be able to lead your defense, to stop teams. I mean, they went to 2 Super Bowls, and they went to 3. And at the last one they lost to Green Bay, you know, he was injured. You wonder what that could have been. You still see him running around, but he was hurt.
Right.
Imagine what he could have done healthy. You know, there was no safety that if you're a tight end, you didn't want to see when you were crossing the field a wide receiver. If you're a wide receiver running a crossing route and there's Troy Polamalu, you're like, you know, if you're Ed Reed, okay, he's going to either pick off the quarterback or that's on the quarterback. But if you're a wide receiver and you see Troy Polamalu and you're like, I have to catch this ball.
Yeah.
You know, business decisions that's get made at that
Jack
point.
Jack Tatum stuff,
yeah.
Right?
You know? So, and I think I do value that being able to hit them, dislodge the ball, 3rd and 8, being able to crack somebody and separate the ball from the player, stopping drives. Being able on 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, where it's like, how are you going to stop this run? Being able to guess right and end the run. You're right. If you had to throw deep, if it's 3rd and 17, Ed Reed is going to take you to the house. But, man, when it's 3rd and 1 and they just need a yard, it's Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to argue with that at all, man. And without a doubt, it's a testament to both these safeties because, I mean, these guys were playmakers. And you know what? That's not to say. You see the highlights. Troy Polamalu's making his picks, man.
Yeah.
He can play deep. It's not like he has to play in the box to be effective. And equally, I don't think Ed Reed is as good in the box. But if you think Ed Reed can't step up, go downhill, and put the boom on somebody, you haven't seen some of his highlights,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, these guys can do it all. That's what makes them great. I think it's a case of watching the best free safety in my lifetime, which is Ed Reed. And watching the best strong safety in my lifetime, which is Troy Polamalu, in the box, in the defensive backfield. Entirely different players, but undoubtedly the best I've seen. However, in the end, I got to even ask you, man. Don't you put a higher value on a free safety than a strong safety in the box safety like Polamalu just because the ball hawking free safety is, in my opinion, more scarce in the league?
I think you can, but I also think you can kind of scheme around that. I feel like you can do certain things, and I feel like a linebacker, an in-the-box linebacker, just affects the game in more plays than a roving free safety. You can, you know, throw short. You can run the ball. You know, if you throw to your tight end, you're probably not throwing on that side. If you're Ed Reed, you put him on the weak side, you're throwing your tight end on the strong side. Or a quick out. There are ways to kind of negate that single high free safety. You throw two wide receivers at him, you've negated him, because as great as Ed Reed was, you throw two wide receivers, he has to choose one. Throw to the other one. Whereas an in-the-box safety, I feel like if you can get someone like stop the run, stop the tight end, because what do guys like to throw to? What is a quarterback security blanket? Is a tight end. And Troy Polamalu is going to be able to be in that range where he can affect the pass, either intercept it or hit that tight end to the point where he ain't going to catch that ball. You also have him on the ability to scare wide receivers is short, intermediate, you know, whereas you're affecting that part all the way down to the red zone. Whereas, you know, that single high free safety, yeah, he's valuable. He is maybe the icing on the cake, but that strong side or that in the box safety is the cake. He is the foundation.
Yeah, you know, it starts up front, and he can play better up front. Bottom line, man, when it comes to these two safeties, without a doubt, the best. Went head-to-head. These are rivals. Their teams were rivals. I think these two were often debated as the top two safeties in the league throughout their careers. And without a doubt, man, these two are the best safeties in Madden. I wanted to bring that point up specifically. I feel like if you can give me Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed and Madden, man, and I'm going to dominate you with whatever quarterback and running back you give me, because my defense is going to make plays.
When they were in their prime in those Madden years, man, they were amazing. Like, you literally, and it's a Madden seat through. So you had Ed Reed, I dare you to throw.
Hey, hit A. Nope, Ed Reed's got A. Nope. It's like that, man. It's like, you know, and Polamalu, man, you can play him anywhere. You can run him down. Hey, is he going to come around the corner? You know, is he going to go back up, take the tight end?
These are two, like you said, it's not like, and I think we both can agree, if I ended up with Ed Reed, I'd do cartwheels. You know,
yeah,
I'd do backflips. Right. I have Ed Reed. I have one of the best free safeties of all time. That may be the greatest. Range, speed, ball handling skills, great after the catch. I mean, could play wide receiver if he truly felt like it, but he hit too. He loved playing defense.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can't go wrong taking either of these safeties. It's not like I'm going to be crying because I got my second choice, man.
Yeah.
You know? In the end, man, I'm wrapping this thing up, kind of getting towards the end on this thing, man. I think these guys were great defensive players. I would maybe argue my last point here. I would think Ed Reed played a lot of special teams, man. He was a good punt rusher. I think he blocked a few punts in his days. So, you know, he's special teams ace. And I think he came through in the big moments. Ed Reed was a big game player. You remember the pick to seal the deal in the Super Bowl off of Cap.
Yeah.
That pretty much put it away, that Ed Reed pick, because they were driving on them. The momentum was on their side. That pick, you know, turned it around, man.
Yep.
And I think the last big point I'll make for Ed Reed is the fact that I think he made his fellow defensive backs better. Those cornerbacks were better. Who'd you got? McAllister, right? I mean, what did he do outside of Baltimore in those years with Ed Reed? I mean, knowing you got Ed Reed behind you, man, it allows you to make more plays. Samari Roll had a decent career with them for a few years, right? I mean, these guys didn't do much anywhere else, man. Yeah, but when Reed's backing you up, man, he's making your defensive backfield better.
I can't argue with that. I mean, you know, that's the talent of these guys. I mean, he just, Ed Reed, no one's going to ever say Ed Reed needed help. And I'll give you that in that secondary, he was a beast. Like you said, I mean, we're splitting hairs. I'm sure we want to hear the comments, who you think is the best safety of that era between these two.
Put it in the comments, man. Who is the greatest safety of their era? Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu. Do you want the ball-hawking free safety, or do you want that dynamic in-the-box strong safety? What's more important for your defense? What type of player do you prefer watching? And basically, man, who's the greatest safety of that early 2000 era? This is Say What You Like Sports Podcast. For Eric Hernandez, this is Philip Enriquez. Until episode 3, we'll catch you on the flip side.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.